بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. The title of this ashar is In Aama Aahe Sahar De Katehe, written by our Sada Sheikh Shah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Saab, Rahmatullah Alayh. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Ya In Aama Aahe Sahar De Katehe ये इन आम आहे सहर देखते हैं मदीने की शामो सहर देखते हैं ये इन आम आहे सहर देखते हैं मदीने की शामो सहर देखते हैं جسے آپ کعبہ خبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں جسے آپ کعبہ خبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرمتر دیکھتے ہیں تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرمتر دیکھتے ہیں پفرت محبت پشو کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں پفرت محبت پشو کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں ابو بکر فاروق عثمان و حیدر تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں ابو بکر فاروق عثمان و حیدر تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں تو پندر زیر و زبر دیکھتے ہیں جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں تو پندر زیر و زبر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالی پہ صلی علا کہہ رہے ہیں ہے اختر انہیں چشمِ تر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالے پہ صلی علا کہہ رہے ہیں
ہے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ، ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں، جو روز جو جالی پہ صلے علا کہہ رہے ہیں، اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفیٰ، ما بعد. Just a brief explanation of this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat, who, so to say, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala left behind in this Zamana for us to learn the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that is the real essence of life, why we are loving, that we should gain the true connection and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat in this beautiful bayan teaches us that it is not possible to attain the love of Allah without gaining the love of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without having the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is impossible to get the love of Allah. And that we are taught in our kalima also, that our object and purpose of life is La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbul Izzat Zat. But in order to find Allah, we need somebody to guide us, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To find Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum learned the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They taught it down to the tabi'in, tabi tabi'in. Until today, Allah ta'ala has commanded, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be with the true pious servants of Allah. They will teach us how to love our pious elders, and they will teach us how to love Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then in turn we will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On our own, no person will able to gain the love of Allah without following in this channel which Allah ta'ala has made. So it's extremely important that we realize the importance of our mashayikh, our pious servants of Allah, and these mubarak majalis. This is the special favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat explains, when you come to these majalis, then a person will learn that now a person, in order to gain connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to gain connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, a person will have to get up middle of the night and cry to Allah Ta'ala and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so merciful. Whoever can't even cry, but you show a crying face in front of Allah, Allah Ta'ala turns with rahmat to such a person. So Hazrat is saying that we see the reward of our tears at the time of sihri, at the time of tahajjud. We are crying to Allah Rabbul Izzat that, oh Allah, we also want to go to the darbar, to the honorable, beloved resting place of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, make it easy for us. And from this we understand and learn how important is dua, that nothing can do our work besides dua, and we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even our means, nothing can take us to Medina Sharif or to Makkah al-Mukarrama without begging Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says, when a person begs middle of the night at the time of sihri, and here we learn what to be begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be begging the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the love of Allah. And what is the sign? Who you love, you want to be close to that person. So such du'as a person will be making. Useless person like myself, we get up for tahajjud because we got some dunya needs. And when our needs get fulfilled, then we forget about our tahajjud. And worse, if we forget about our faraiz salah. So Hazrat is teaching us the spark to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very delicate. But if a person makes a little effort, then see, to get up at the time of tahajjud is not easy, it becomes enjoyable. And then making du'as at that time also become more enjoyable. And then what du'as to make, we learn from our pious elders. So Hazrat says, ye in aam aah sahar dekhte hain, Madina ke shaam aur sahar dekhte hain. That I see the reward of
by crying at the time of Sehri, begging Allah that, oh Allah, please, a useless servant like mine, the most useless ummati, oh Allah, take me to the darbar of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so to say, when I open my eyes, I see, I'm seeing the morning and the beautiful night of Madinatul Munawwara. That now I am present in Madinatul Munawwara, and so beautifully as our Dada Shaykh said, he has to teach us, we learn from our Hazrat, that when you present in Madina Sharif, then you should think, am I dreaming or is this a reality? Where me on this Mubarak land, who has brought me here? Only the kindness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Like Hazrat says, when you're making tawaf, you think, am I dreaming or am I in real life? That my useless, dirty feet, full of dirt, and I am standing on that Mubarak land where the greatest personality, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has walked. Then the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. So when a person makes dua and now he appreciates the presence of Madinatul Munawwara, and now see how he will benefit from being present at Madinatul Munawwara. Otherwise, without the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will go to Madina Sharif and come back. But Allah ta'ala save us, no real change, no real effect in our life. Hazrat now explains, Allahu Akbar, that how will you benefit from the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam, and in turn from the pious servants, jisse aapka ba khabar dekhte hai, usse ghair se be khabar dekhte hai. That you come in the company of the presence of the pious servants and the greatest of all, Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam, who had the greatest marifat and the recognition of Allah, they will teach us about Allah. And as a person becomes aware, ba khabar, he starts knowing Allah Rabbul Izzat, then you see he becomes disinclined towards other things. He is not worried about the news of other things, the news of sports, the news of politics, all the trivial things of this world. Now he is not interested in that news. He is more interested of learning more about Allah Rabbul Izzat's greatness, Allah Ta'ala's majesty, Allah Ta'ala's kindness, etc. So this is what we have to come learn in these Mubarak gatherings. The great Allahu Akbar, the marifa, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you learn about the recognition of Allah, then as Allah Rabbul Izzat teaches us, فَفِرُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ, run towards Allah and run away from the things of dunya which are trivial and artificial. And what is the sign of this? That غُلَامِ سے تیرے غُلَامُ کا رُدْبَ ملائک سے بھی فوق کر دیکھتے ہیں. That now when a person sees, when you get the marifat of Allah, then you realize, I can only be the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. I can't be the slave of anybody else. And to be the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat is a great honor. But first we have to learn how to be the real slaves of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In other words, following in the footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like Sahaba Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhum, how they became die-hard lovers of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were the true slaves of Allah. And when you become a slave, then you really become a human being, which Allah ta'ala says, Rijal, those were men, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. When they became men, when they came in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the nur of Iman penetrated their heart, and they became the true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what our pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi used to say, when you go to Kaaba Sharif, then you must beg Allah ta'ala for tajalli uluwiyat. That is Allah's special focus of wahdaniyat. Tawheed must come in the heart. True tawheed must come in the heart when a person goes to Kaaba Sharif. And when you go to Madina Sharif, then beg Allah for tajalli abdiyat. That how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us how to be the slave of Allah. And this is the highest position and the highest quality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. The slave of Allah. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, when you become the slave of Allah, Allah raises you very high. Allah took Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this Mubarak month to Mi'raj. Allah granted Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam the Quran Pak, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through whose barakat today we enjoy Salah, we got Quran Kareem with us, but how much do we appreciate it? So Hazrat is saying that when you really become the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then you will fly past the Malaika also. The Malaika who are made of Noor, they are totally sunless. They living in the close proximity of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But Allah Ta'ala has made insan such that we have got that ability, that when we become the true slaves of Allah, we'll surpass the Malaika also. The Malaika will envy and say, are we angels or are these people angels? Look at these people. They're sitting here for majlis. They got lot of thoughts on their minds. They got lot of other work to do. But they've got time to sit here. Why? They want to learn the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to gain the closeness of Allah. So such people surpass the Malaika also, as far as close proximity to Allah Rabbul Izzat is concerned. Then when a person is living in Medina Sharif and he sees the beautiful green dome under which the greatest personality is resting, then a person realizes that tajalli jo hai sab gumbad par har dam usse rash ke shams ko kamar dekhte hai. That is just to look at the green dome all the time, no person really gets tired. A person what iman enjoys it. Why? Allah Ta'ala special focus. Allah's special nur of rahmat is descending on the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So directly where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting from the heavens right through to over the green dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's special tajalli, special focus is descending, and then we see even the sun and the moon envies. That where's our brightness and where is the special nur of Allah that is descending on the green dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And that is what our elders teach us, that how we should benefit from being present at the Rose Park of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That at that time we should be begging Allah, that oh Allah, you have brought me here in your kindness. In order for me to benefit, your special rahmat, very, very special mercies are descending more than all the strongest waterfalls in the world. What can you compare the Niagara Falls or the Victoria Falls? What force Allah's rahmat is descending upon the Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Whoever just goes close by, supposed to be getting the splashes of the rahmat of Allah. But as Hazrat has taught us so beautifully, a very, very important condition is, when you go to the waterfalls of this world, the closer you get, they say take a raincoat, because you'll get very wet. The water is cutting down. But Hazrat says, when we go to Medina Park, then in order to benefit from the waterfalls of the rahmat of Allah, we have to take out our raincoat. Myself, take out our raincoats of guna, make tawbah, make istighfar. And said, if we come right at the very strong waterfalls of the rahmat of Allah, and we are still committing sin, still taking our pictures or taking our videos, etc., then how deprived can we be? How foolish can we be that we right at the rahmat of Allah? As Hazrat explains, many of us, a woman goes to Medina Sharif, where Allah's rahmat is also, and they go without parda, they come back without parda. Today some people, Allahu Akbar, we go with the company of our pious, we go wearing topi, etc., we go there, and we don't follow in the footsteps of our elders, we come back, we say topi is not important. All these things, so instead of coming back where our lives can change, one iota of the drop of Allah's rahmat that is descending will change a whole person's life. Bera par ho jayega. But the condition is, we have to make istighfar, we have to be making tawbah, we have to be humble ourselves in front of the greatest personality, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We see our pious elders, so pious, but they should be shy to stand directly in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to stand at a distance and very humbly used to pass their salams to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and where they reach. Today they are in Jannatul Baqi, etc. Allah Ta'ala grant us the reality of this. Then see the pious servants, when they go to Medina Sharif, where their minds are. Today we go to Medina Sharif, we look at the outward beauty of the modern buildings, etc. Hazrat is immediately turning our attention to those blessed Mubarak days of the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Hazrat says, Medina ka geography dekar, hum ajab hal, kalb wa jigar dekhte. that when we come to Medina Sharif, we think of the location, how Allah has located Medina Sharif. Allahu Akbar, right in front of the Rawza of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Masjid of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we see the Mount of Uhud. How Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were so loyal to the commands of Allah, they prepared to give their lives. And how many shuhada of Uhud, and you think of that whole, that time of Medina Sharif, the geography at that time, how simple, and the small, small gullies, etc. A person's heart will melt. A person's heart and a person's condition will be totally different. But this we'll only get when we come to these majalis and we get some idea of what is Medina Sharif all about. Then a person tasawwur mein aata hai jab sabz gumbad to iman ko garam kar deta hai. Just seeing Allahu Akbar. Now if you're not even close to Medina, you're just coming close to Medina Sharif, or you have left Medina Sharif, now that picture of the beautiful green dome of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in your mind all the time. That all automatically it will come. If you went with the right intention and you went with the right focus, when you leave Medina Sharif, it comes even more. That just now I was standing in front of the Rawza-e Pak. Just now I saw the beautiful green dome, and a person sees just the thought of that, a person's iman will increase. And this is beautifully how our elders taught us. Hakim ul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that many people ask that if I make the sawur of my sheikh, then what is it? Hazrat says this is supposed to be a natural thing. It's not something that you have to force yourself to think about your sheikh. Your sheikh taught you the road, taught you the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He taught you the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So wherever you tread in the world, wherever you go, and you see, you think about Allah Akbar, how Hazrat has taught us this, how to save ourselves from sin, how to do different things, automatically the tasawur of your sheikh will come. And you'll see your iman will increase. And what can be said when we think of the green dome of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? When we recite durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and think that we are in the majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how much a person's iman will grow. So myself, all of us should ponder and think that our iman can grow daily if we read durood with that intention that I'm right at the presence of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Then Hazrat says, Allahu Akbar, when that iman is so strong, now see what eyes you look at this beautiful place of Medina Munawwara. Bafarte muhabbat, bashoke nazar, ham Medina ke dar wa diwar dekhte hain. Hazrat says, what extreme love. Allahu Akbar. We can't explain these words. And we can't explain the feeling of the heart of the friends of Allah. Hazrat is saying, what extreme love. And what great eagerness a person is yearning to see a beautiful sight. There can't be a more beautiful sight than the beautiful dome of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat says, what does we not forget the beautiful dome. We see the walls of Medina Sharif. We see the surroundings of Medina Sharif. And not the modern Medina Sharif of today. We think of that days of Medina Sharif. How beautiful it was in that simple way, and how with great enjoyment, and a person just wants to look at that time. And then further, Allahu Akbar, what increases a person's iman even further, that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Farooq Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Haydar Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat says, tasawur mihan unke ghar dekhte, that now we in Medina Sharif. We are, it's the modern Medina Sharif, but still, we can so to say picture the surroundings. That how simple houses, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's house was there. These Sahaba and Khulafai Rashideen, their houses were close by, and you witnessing that scene. So to say, you are thinking of the majlis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a beautiful majlis that was, we can't imagine. So how fortunate are we, Allah Ta'ala grants us these opportunities to have majlis. This is what we should enhance our iman and think of these great personalities. As it is mentioned, that tanzilu rahmah in the zikr salihin. Allah's rahmah just descends when you talk about and you think of the pious servants. And if they are present, how much more Allah's rahmah descends. So in Medina Sharif, can we imagine Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala next to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu next to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala in Jannatul Baqi, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, the presence of these great personalities, and you think of that time, جو روزہ پہ حاضر سلاطین ہوئے تو پندار زیر زبر دیکھتے. حضرت says whoever comes at the beautiful روزہ of Nabi Akram صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in the presence of Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم where there is kings of the world, we see when they come there, they melt. They lose all their status and they forget about their status. Automatically they realize we have to humble ourselves in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have to beg Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah Taala has taught us, walau annahum iz zalamu anfusahum ja'uka fastaghfirullah, that whoever has committed harm to themselves by disobeying Allah Taala, they come in your presence, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they get tawfiq to make tawbah also. Now they ask you that, please, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you lift your mubarak hands and beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness on our behalf. Allah says we will accept it. So when we humble ourselves in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala special rahmat descends on a person. And Hazrat further explains, jo jali pe salli ala sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke keh rahe hai, e akhtar unhe chashma tar dekhte hai. Hazrat says that we just see whoever comes there and they presenting their salatu wa salam, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, you just see the tears flowing down their cheeks. But sadly today, Allah give us tawfiq, if we don't have the company of the pious servants, we are unmindful. We are more involved in taking selfies and taking videos, etc., and we are unmindful where we are. So this is why Allah Ta'ala has commanded us, be with the pious servant at all times, and then the reality of deen, the reality of iman will come into our heart. Allah give us tawfiq.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. As Maulana was translating the poem, we see that this love of Madinatul Munawwara, Allah bless us with it. Like that we will perhaps think that we don't have that love. What Hazrat has explained in the poem, what love of Medina Sharif we should have, perhaps we don't have it, and we wonder that how can it be. This is just like in the time when Layla was, and the king heard that Majnu is so mad about her and in love with her. So he wanted to see Layla. This must be an extremely extraordinary, very beautiful lady. So when she came, he said, but she's just ordinary, not just like an ordinary woman. What is so special in her? Why is Majnu going so mad on her? So then Majnu said, Layla said, you need the eyes of Majnu. Then you can see me like that and you can understand what my beauty is. So like that, Allah bless us with that iman, that Medina is everything to us. That the world means nothing to us. That not only Medina Sharif of today, that also Alhamdulillah, but the Medina of the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the houses of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when their houses, what were their houses? So simple, so small. But a person, when that he has got that iman, he will cherish that. And he will love that. And not all these beautiful modern buildings, etc. But really, that life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are on the way. If we see a camel, it will make us happy. Camel reminds us of the time of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything that will remind us of the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But perhaps we get more happy with the kind of car we are sitting in, the aircon it's got, all those things. But really, that camel, etc. And we might be impressed with that road today, the highway, the freeway. But the tariqah, Hijrat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that road, what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat, where he stayed in the cave, all that,
if we, that can, the love of that can come into us. So for that, we need that heart. We need those eyes. And for that, we have to keep on building it. We come here, and how much more durood we will read, how much more sunnahs we will practice, inshallah, Allah will bless us with that. And then that love of it will be there. And a person will cherish all that. One time, Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he said in a ijtima in Raiwin that today we won't perhaps travel by camel, etc. But still that love must be in our heart that I wish we could also travel by camel. That desire must be there that how Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lived, how the Sahaba lived, that desire must be in our heart. And not that we, and if we look down on that life, that is very, very dangerous. Okay? And we think that we are very modern now, and we have advanced so much, and we have reached somewhere. This will be very dangerous for us. Our real advancement is to go back to the to Medina, and go back to the life of Madinatul Munawwara. Our Haji Bhai Qadiya Rahmatullah Ali used to say that our success is not going front, it's going back. How much more we go back to the life of Medina, to the life of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so much more we will become successful. But today if we feel that we are now in modern times and we have to change accordingly and we have to live this life, that's not the correct attitude. We are helpless, we are living in this time, we are weak also, we won't be able to live like that, but at least that desire in the heart, that cherish in the heart, that I wish we could have lived like that. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, where letters were written to our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali for Islah, and then the remedy for that. One of the questions that is before today's question is that a person had written and he had gone down very low and committing also terrible sins also. Now he was very desperate how to save himself, how to correct himself. So in that he writes to Hadrat. Further he writes, after explaining some of those terrible sins that he that is inclined to or that he's involved in, then he says, Alhamdulillah, ke inabat mawjood hai. Alhamdulillah, Allah has still blessed me in spite of that strong that sins also, and this is also a common thing with us. Person finds himself, many person, people write also, say also, I'm at the lowest ebb. I've gone right down. Sometimes you say, I feel I've lost my iman also. I don't feel that spirit of iman in me also. So that condition comes on a person. So that he had explained previously. But at the same time, a person wants to be with Allah also. Inabati Allah. He loves Allah. I want that life. I want to be a close friend. We hear of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We hear of the great Buzurgani Deen, their sacrifices, their ibadat, etc. We also want to be like that. Inabat maujood hai. Aur guna ke baad tawfiq e tawbah mil jati hai. And after committing my gunas, I do get tawfiq of making tawbah. That, Ya Allah, forgive me, I'm so terrible. What gunas I've committed, what gunas I'm making. Please forgive me. Riqqate qalb bhi hai. My heart also becomes soft. And I turn to Allah Ta'ala. Lekin kya israr alal maasi. But isn't this that I make tawbah again? Again I commit gunas, again I make tawbah. So a serious condition is israr alal maasi. That a person insists on committing gunas. But we have to understand this also. What is israr alal maasi? What does it mean that a person insists on committing gunas? Kyunki qabooliyat e tawbah to lam yasirru ala ma fa'alu ke saath mashroot hai. Because tawbah is connected, it is conditioned with that a person must not be insisting on committing gunas. That a person just keeps on committing gunas. This is insisting on committing gunas, and tawbah which Allah Ta'ala accepts is for that person who does not insist, who does not continuously commit gunas. Isat tawbah qabool hai. So he said then, it's my tawbah qabool. I make tawbah, again I go to guna. I make tawbah, again I go to guna. So am I not of those people who are insisting on committing gunas all the time? Guna ke baad خوب رونا نصیب ہوتا ہے. I do cry a lot also after committing my gunas. لیکن پھر وہی ذلات, پھر the same mistakes again, the same way again, I commit gunas again, and many people do are in that condition. So the answer which Hazrat gives, and it is very important, because if we are in that condition, we need that answer. Otherwise people ask us also, our close friends, etc., we have to answer this. So Hazrat says, Israr shar'i ki ta'rif hai. This insisting on committing guna according to shariat, according to the ulama, what they have written, what is that? Al-iqamatu al-qabih bidun al-istighfar wa tawbati. That a person commits gunas all the time, he does not make tawbah and istighfar. That is called that this person, with which condition Allah says, I won't accept your tawbah if you insist on committing gunas. And that is that if you don't make tawbah, you just keep on committing gunas and no tawbah. So, and we also have to think, we have to be careful of this matter also. There are certain gunas that we easily make tawbah. A person, there are many gunas that I know I've done, what bad gunas I've made. A person makes tawbah. But there are other gunas, we don't take them as gunas also. So we don't make tawbah also. And one very serious guna of that type is ghibat, backbiting, which is so common also, and a person doesn't even think that he, in one aspect which it comes, that al-ghibat wa ashaddu min al-zina, that ghibat is a worse guna than zina also. One of the explanations of this is that a person commits zina, Allah protect us all, he knows I've done bad, he feels guilty, he really feels bad, what have I done? And he makes tawbah. But ghibat, a person normally doesn't make tawbah. He feels that he hardly thinks of it as a guna. He justifies himself. So we have to be careful that we may be in so many gunas. Allah reward our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi also, like the guna of the eyes. How many of us, we don't take it as a guna. We shouldn't take it as a guna. Eyes, we're just looking around and we feel it's nothing. It's not a guna also. Lying also. We lie a lot also. And we don't realize we are lying. In our casual talk, and we don't regard it, but we are speaking so many lies. We're speaking with the family, and how many lies also we are putting in. So sometimes even in our bayan also. Some lies we bring in. We are in the masjid, we're sitting on a minbar, and perhaps we are lying also. Some lies just come and we don't realize it's a lie. We just think it's just something I'm mentioning. So we have to be very careful, and we should make blanket tawbah of all our gunas, which I know, which I don't know. Because there are many gunas which we get involved, we don't know, and we're not making tawbah. And that must not fall in this, that person who is making israr on guna. The person who makes tawbah, then that won't be counted on israr. That is continuously making tawbah. Guna ke baad jo tawbah, inabat ilallah, aur nadamat, wa rikhat qalb, aur azam al-taqwa ki taufiq hai, to aapka shumar maasi par israr karne walo mein nahi hai. If after you commit the guna, you get the tawfiq of making tawbah, you turn to Allah, you ask Him for forgiveness, and you feel sorry for what you have done, and your heart also has become soft, you are crying also, and you have determined, I'm not going to commit the guna again, then you won't be counted amongst those people who are insisting on committing gunas. If you are doing all this, but where we don't make tawbah, and we just keep on committing gunas, then a person gets counted amongst those people. Allah save us and protect us. Tawbah karte waqt azam al-taqwa, yani aainda ye guna na karne ka irada karna bhi zaruri hai. When a person makes tawbah, one of the conditions of tawbah is that in future I will not commit this guna. At that time, though a person might know for himself that I am very weak, I am going to fall in, but that time he determines, I am not going to commit the guna. That is a condition also for tawbah to be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Tawbah turne ka irada na ho. And when a person is making tawbah, he mustn't have the intention, I am going to commit this guna again. I'm making Tawbah now, but I'm going to commit the guna again. No, that intention, he must have that azam, I'm not going to commit the guna. Though he might know that I'm so bad, and I know my Tawbah, after 2 days, I'll break my Tawbah again. Then make Tawbah again. But at that time, he must determine, I'm not going to make it, and no intention of committing the guna. So this is a very important thing which many of us, we go through this, and many people ask this question also. Then further, similar to that, he says, but tasreeh Dr. Abdul Hay Sahab rahmatullah alayhi ke deeni sawal masalan hifz iman waghaira zarur qabool hota hai. He says Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi rahmatullah alayhi, one of the great khulafa of Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, he said that when a person asks of anything from Allah Ta'ala, which is for deen's sake, which is 100% deen, then that 100% is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, deeni sawal, masalan hibz-e iman. A person makes dua to Allah, please protect my iman. That give me the protection of my iman. Oh Allah, let me die on iman. Keep me with iman. Let me die on iman. Oh Allah, let my namazes be perfect. Let my namazes be corrected. All deeny things, 100% Allah Ta'ala accepts it. So he says this, that Dr. Abdul Hay has explained this very clearly. Zarur qabool hota hai. Kyunki us sawal se ziyada aslah wa ansab indallah koi cheez nahi hai. Because more better than that by Allah, there is nothing more better. That is why we have been created for our iman, for our deen, to make dua that Allah give hidayat to whole of mankind. Oh Allah, give me hidayat, give my family hidayat, make me namazi, make my family namazi. All this, that is why Allah has created. So those duas are 100% accepted by Allah Ta'ala. پھر کیا وجہ ہے کہ ہمارے سوالات ابھی تک بحر قبولیت کے ساحل پر تشنہ لبی سے ترپ ترپ کر ختم ہو رہے ہیں. He says then, why is it that our condition, our duas to Allah Ta'ala are such that in the sea of the acceptance of Allah, acceptance by Allah Ta'ala, that we are still on the shore, the sea is right here. We are on the shore and our lips are getting with thirst, they are getting dry. That we have asked so much, we are getting tired also like of asking. How much more must we ask? But it seems that dua of ours is not qabool. And Dr. Abdul Hayr Arifi rahmatullah say definitely that dua will be qabool. A person makes tawbah sincerely, he's asking from Allah maaf. That dua also is a deeni. You ask for money, you ask for health, you ask for things of this dunya, a house, a car, Allah will accept, Allah will not accept, that is up to Allah. But deeni questions, Allah will definitely ask. But he says, I see my condition, that is not still being accepted. Why is it that still my lips are dry and this dua of mine, I haven't got that satisfaction? So this is also very important. Many of us feel like this for ourselves also. And we have to give answers to other people also. So Hazrat writes, agar qabool na hota, to tawbah wa inabat ilallah ki tawfiq bhi na hoti. If your duas were not accepted, then this tawbah you are making, you are crying to Allah. You're going back over and over. You shouldn't get tawfiq of that. That is a clear sign that your duas are accepted. That is why Allah is bringing you. Just like a father, for example, or a mother more, she likes the children must come and cry by her, beg her. So she doesn't give them what they want to, but she's got it. She is going to give it. But so they keep on crying and begging from her, then afterwards she gives it. So some people, Allah likes this, they must come and cry by him over and over, and Allah likes it. Then you go, you cried, you made tawbah, you made guna again, you go again by Allah. What am I? I'm the worst, oh Allah. Nobody has bad as me, please forgive me. And Allah, if Allah makes you, that now you just stay away and you don't come back to Allah, so Allah makes it that you have to come back to him. انابت اللہ کی توفیق بھی نہ ہوتی, نہ اہل اللہ سے رجوع کے طرف توفیق ہوتی. نیدر شوڈ یو گیٹ دا توفیق ٹو ٹرن ٹو دا پیپل آف اللہ ٹو گو ٹو مجالس ایز وی ہیو کم. یو وڈنٹ گیٹ توفیق ٹو گو ان جماعت آلسو, ٹو گو ان ٹو گو فار عمرہ آلسو. آل دس آر سائنس دیٹ اللہ لائکس یو اینڈ ہی از گیونگ یو دا توفیق آف آل دس. یہ توفیقات دلیل قبولیت ہے ان شاء اللہ تعالی. All this tawfiq that you are getting is inshallah a sign of that you are accepted by Allah, your duas are also accepted. Behre qabooliyat mein ghota zan rahi hai. And in the sea of, he used some very good Urdu and like high words, so Hazrat also is replying in the same way, that in the sea of acceptance by Allah Ta'ala, you just keep on diving in the sea. You don't stop diving in the sea of the acceptance of forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. Zarur sahil milega. You will definitely get your shore. You will come to the shore. Allah will accept. Yani in ki bargah mein dast ba dua rahi hai. That is, by Allah Ta'ala, always lift your hand. Make dua to Allah. Beg Him for forgiveness. اور جلدی نہ کیجیے. اینڈ ڈونٹ بی ان اے ہری. مینی آف اس وی گیٹ ویری کوئکلی ٹائرڈ. آور دعاز وی میڈ لٹل فیو ڈیز فیو ٹائمز وی سے دعا از ناٹ بینگ ایکسپٹڈ. نو دیر از دا شان آف اے بلیور. دیر از نو ادر دعا. وے آر وی گوئنگ؟ لائک دیٹ گریٹ بزرگ, فار 30 ایئرز ہی واز میکنگ حج. اینڈ وین ایور ہی سیڈ لبیک, ہی ہرڈ فرام اللہ لا لبیک, یور لبیک از ناٹ ایکسپٹڈ. But he carried on 30 years. After 30 years, his khadim who was with him, he also heard that Allah is saying, La labbaik, your labbaik is not accepted. So he told his shaykh that, why are you still then making hajj? When Allah is not accepting, why are you? He said, where else must I go? For who else must I do? Then he got that your labbaik is accepted. And your 30 years wasn't worth accepting. But because you know you got nowhere else to go, I'm accepting even that all the 30 years hajj of yours. So we get very quickly tired. We must be at it all the time. We got nowhere else to go. We can't do anything ourselves. No, my father can't do anything for me. My mother, my friends, nobody can do. It's only Allah who can do. So we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. There is no other door for us. Khole wo ya na khole dar. Whether Allah Ta'ala opens this, Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzoob Rahmatullah Ali, he said this, that whether Allah opens the door or does not open the door, is par ho kyu teri nazar? Why are you worried whether the door is being opened or not? Tu to bas apna kaam kar. You do your work what you have to do. What is your work? Yani sada lagai ja. Keep on calling. Keep on making, you keep on calling. Our nazar must not be on the dua being accepted. That is where we look at. Our nazar must be on our dua. And we must think that am I making my dua properly? Is there humility in my dua? Am I saying the right words or am I saying wrong words which upset Allah Ta'ala? That also have to be careful sometimes. For example, if a person, na'uzubillah, says, if Allah you want to give it, otherwise, how a person like that, all those type of things. So we don't know what words also, but our work is just to make dua all the time. Humble ourselves all the time. And really, as Buzurgs have said, that one life span to get Allah, if you get Allah, you're very lucky. It's very a short time. If we had 10 life spans, also spend them just to get Allah. So we must not be in a hurry. One lady in the town of the Bani Israel, when she heard of the fazail of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she said, if I was in that ummah, my whole life I should have spent in one sajda making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So we have to beg from Allah. Our sajda also we get tired. Okay? We make some dua, somebody else is making dua, we get tired. That now how long is he making dua? So really dua is a great, great thing which Allah has given us. And we have to just keep on begging of Allah Ta'ala. So whenever we do make mistakes, we should turn to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and we should not ever give up hope in any way. And if we are asking of our deeni matters, we must know those du'as are definitely accepted. And Allah's acceptance of du'a is also in different ways. Well, sometimes the du'a, Allah keeps it for the akhirah, and what Allah has kept for the akhirah, there when a person will see, he will wish that all my du'as were kept from there. Yeah, in this world sometimes a person makes du'a and Allah gives something else in return. So Allah removes some difficulty from you. But du'a is, Allah Ta'ala said, ud'uni, make du'a, astajib lakum. Without a single preposition, one word, one letter in between, I accept your du'a, I will accept your du'as. So du'as we must, and we must make it with that yaqeen also, that du'as are readily accepted by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and the great and auspicious month of Ramadan is coming, and one of the aspects of Ramadan is du'a. What a month Allah has given us, the whole day. When we're keeping rozas, Allah Ta'ala has ordered all His creation, animals, birds, fish, to say Ameen on the du'as of the Ummat of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Malaika who are carrying the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, and they sing the praises of Allah, and that's also in a very beautiful rhythmic form, and in chorus, different ways they are praised. Allah tells them, you also, now don't praise me. During this month of Ramadan, say Ameen on the du'as of the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a month of du'as. As soon as the sun has set, right till Sehri time finishes, Allah announces that what you want from me. You want this from me, you want that. So the whole day, whole night is a time for du'as also. May Allah let us use this great power Allah has given us. And what du'as? And du'as also are those things that change the condition of the world. The ulama and the great buzurgs had put the foundation for Darul Uloom Deoband, and they informed Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah that this work we have done. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali said that is actually my night's du'as, which I was holding the ghilaf of Kaaba Sharif, and I was making du'a to Allah. So that went in that form there. It was this du'a that changed that condition. And then from Darul Uloom Deoband, Allah produced Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So that it was that du'a that brought all this, and today, mashallah, work of deen taking place in the whole world. It was that du'a and this Darul Uloom that produced Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. And what great work as Hazrat's work. So all this, and today also we feel that the kuffar are controlling the world, and we can't do, we are under them. So we haven't gotten, but Allah has given us du'a. And if we use that du'a, conditions of the world can change. And we don't know which one lady's du'a, which one old man's du'a, which one young child's du'a, and Allah will change the condition. So du'a, Allah give us tawfiq to make du'a, to take out time for du'a, and Allah changes things with du'as, and from such sources that we cannot even imagine.